234-6890, 231-264-6890.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here on this Monday, April 14th, 2025 edition. Got a couple other quick stories to get to here from Friday after we went off the show at noon. MERS News Service did a sit down with a few politicos. After speaking to around 30 law professors from across the country, former Governor John Engler, former Lieutenant Governor John Cherry, and former U.S. Congressman Mike Bishop addressed reporters on the state of today's political climate. The three were invited to talk about how law-related reforms in public policy can get the attention of today's political leaders in a climate of brinksmanship and superficial grandstanding. The following excerpts of the trio's answers to three specific questions. What is it about this political climate that makes you glad that you're not in politics doing this right now? Governor Engler, the process has changed a lot. Look at how expensive it is to run for office. I don't think I could have had a career I had with the cost it is to run today. It's staggering. It's become a tough business. Once you're elected, the decisions are not different. However, the environment is much more contentious. But I think the elective process is amazing. And there's no press anymore. There's no one to cover your campaign. If the media doesn't like you or they don't like your messages, they don't do stories on you. You don't even insist on debates anymore between the candidates or among the candidates. You wait and let them have the last week of October when millions of people have already voted. That is silly and a complete dereliction of duty by the media. Lieutenant Governor Cherry, when I got involved in politics, I wanted to accomplish certain things. I wanted to tackle specific problems. Today, politics is performance, not production. And that bothers me. I wouldn't waste my time just running around performing. I actually wanted to get something done. Bishop, one of the biggest differences I've seen is how the top of the ticket, the president's race in particular, dictates all the discussion. It doesn't have anything to do with what you believe in or what your issues are. It's all about what's at the top of the ticket. I'm not suggesting that I won't ever get back involved in the political realm, but I do think that's a problem. If you can't go to your member of Congress or your member of the state legislature and know where they stand on the issues that are important to you, you're not doing them a service. You have to communicate with your elected officials and press them hard on issues that matter to you, because without it, they have no direction. Now, that's a good statement. Next question. Does the cost of politics keep ideas out of the political discussions? Again, Engler, I think it keeps a lot of people out. You don't have the ability to raise all the funds you need yourself in your district anymore. So you're dependent on contributions coming from outside your district, perhaps statewide, perhaps outside the state. That is a completely different dynamic when I was in politics. I wouldn't imagine back in 1990, 94, and 98 that we needed to raise very much money outside of Michigan. We didn't have to. But again, the campaigns back then only cost a fraction of what they cost today. Lieutenant Governor Cherry, all that money spent on negative stuff diminishes people's ability to resolve a problem. I mean, you can imagine what it would be like if all these airline corporations spent time advertising their competition's air crashes. At that point, no one would want to fly on any airlines. But in politics, that's what you do. Attack your opponent. Congressman Bishop, I was on the receiving end of a $35 million attack campaign. It was constant. It was so much that I couldn't ever put an ad on TV because there was no room left. They bought up all the available commercial time. You've got a system in place, and both sides have it, where you have a group called Act Blue that accepts contributions from all over the place. East, west, north, and south, every demographic from every group. And then it sends it to the candidates, which they basically have washed the money through the Democrat fundraising machine known as Act Blue. That's why Donald Trump's administration is investigating them. Ooh, that's a good point. Next, final question. Who is one current elected official at any level, federal, state, or local, that you look at and think, yeah, this person's doing the right things? Well, Lieutenant Governor Cherry said, for me, it's Gary Peters in Oakland County. I think he's gotten recognition in D.C. from about everybody for being one of the most bipartisan, effective legislators in the Senate. He's been criticized for not being out there campaigning every day of the year, and quite frankly, it means he's doing his job to a large extent. At least I give him some real positives in terms of trying to strike a better balance. Engler. Well, I don't have a retiring senator to pick up. I think there are people from both parties who are doing a fine job. It's not what John Engler thinks about a person or people. There's going to be a half dozen Senate races that are going to be really important in terms of majority control of the U.S. Senate. That means in those swing seats, you have to find some pretty terrific people. But in the non-swing seats, you need to find people too. Okay, so Engler doesn't have anybody in politics right now that he can name. Bottom line, according to this story. Congressman Bishop, I've actually admired what Tom Barrett has been doing and how he's done, having gone through a very difficult race. He's drinking through a fire hose right now in his first year in Congress, and he's already got chairmanship of a subcommittee. Washington likes him. He's not a person that advocates on social media. He's policy driven. I think his fellow members appreciate that about him. He's not flashy. But for example, he actually went to Mexico on his own dime to get hostages returned. I think that's going to go a long way in his community. And in the end, they know he represents them and is looking out for their best interests. Actions prove more than words. Good statement. I agree. Well, as we look at these races, and as we go forward, people, there's two things I think we need to look at. And Jeff in Oscoda sent me a text message earlier. Don't totally agree with him, but it does make a little bit of sense. Mike Duggan is an ace in the hole. And we are going to screw this up. I hate to say it, but we may end up having to vote for a so-so Republican who has the money to win. If not, Duggan could win, or the Democrat could win. Jeff, I agree with your point to this extent. It is going to take a ton of money to be a governor in 2026, to win the primary in August and to go on and win in November. And if you don't have the money, don't get in the race. John James has raised a ton of money since he's been a congressman. John James has access to the Rolodexes of multimillionaires across the country. When you get to Washington, D.C., that's a whole different level of fundraising capabilities. You pick up the phone and you say, "Hi, this U.S. Congressman John James from Michigan. I'm running to be the next governor of the state because Michigan is broken and it needs to be fixed. Can you and your wife max out to my campaign? $8,625 for the primary, over $16,000, over $17,000 for you and your wife. Can you help me be the next governor of the state of Michigan?" When a U.S. congressman calls you, you're a multimillionaire. $17,000 is a drop in the bucket. John James has access to those donors. And I can guarantee you that he is calling them as we speak. A so-so Republican? Yep. But I get it, Jeff. I understand what you're saying. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I want to talk about the AskMyTax.org website and the petition drive effort. Carla Wagner was on the show a couple weeks ago. She launched the campaign April 1st, 2025. For 6 months. So it'll be April, May, June, July, August, September. The end of September, the same time the current budget expires in Lansing. We're going to get through Labor Day, basically the month of September, wrap it up. The goal is 100,000 signatures. 100,000 signatures times 10. Her goal of 1 million requires 100,000 people get 10 signatures, which is one page. One petition sheet. Because you very simply you do the math, you have 100,000 people and you get 10 signatures. That's all you're responsible for. She will get 1 million signatures. 100,000 people in the state of Michigan that want to get rid of property taxes. I'm willing to be one of the 100,000. Actually, I'm going to get more than one sheet. I'll probably get 10 sheets. I'll get 100 signatures myself. So now, she only needs 83 county captains to communicate with their counties to get enough volunteers to go out there and collect 10 signatures. That's it. Are you willing to go to the website axmytax.org and volunteer? Click on the volunteer button. Say I'm willing to circulate petitions. I don't want to be a county captain. I don't want to be a co-captain. I only want to collect 10 signatures. That's it. I'm willing to do that. Volunteer to be a circulator. They will mail you or deliver to you the petition sheet. All you have to do is ask people, are you a registered voter in my county? Because you got to do the petition sheets per county. You have your county's name at the top, and you carry it with you on a clipboard. They'll even give you a palm card to explain it to people. By getting rid of the property taxes, getting rid of sending the money to Lansing and getting scraps back from Lansing, we can keep the money in our pockets and deal with things at a local county level. If you didn't have to pay property taxes and you can keep that money in your bank account, if your school wanted a millage, for example, to buy new school buses or to improve their building, would you have the money to say, yeah, put it on the ballot, let's see if it passes? Because you're saving $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 a year in property taxes. Well, by helping us become the first state to get rid of property taxes in America and absolutely change government in Lansing, why wouldn't you want to be a part of it? So go to the website, axmitax.org, and volunteer. That's all I'm asking you to do. Be a circulator. I'm not asking you to be a county captain. Just be a circulator. They'll get you the petition sheet. You can talk to people at the grocery store. You can talk to people at the gas station. You can talk to your neighbors, people you know in your county. Have you signed the petition yet for Ask My Tax this year, 2025? If they haven't, explain it to them. If they own a house, they own a farm, they own businesses, they want to get rid of the property taxes. Trust me, this gets on the ballot, folks. It will pass overwhelmingly. This is nonpartisan. Republicans and Democrats alike don't like their property taxes being so high, paying for stuff that we don't use. It's time to fix state government, and this is part of the process this year. I need you guys to do this. I need you to do a sheet. 10 signatures. That's all I'm asking for. 10 signatures. We get that done. We put it on the ballot. This will pass. We will get people to move back to Michigan to buy houses, to live here, to raise their families, just because they don't have to pay property taxes. You want to buy a house? All you got to do is pay the mortgage and the insurance. No more taxes on your properties. No more taxes on your homes or your businesses. Everybody listening to this show, you need to be a volunteer at axmytax.org. That's what I'm asking you to do. Personal favor to me. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed